From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program. And I believe that our series this week has been a very, very practical series. We're learning about the triumphal Christian life and talking about how to be a triumphant Christian. And I simply want to ask you today, are you living a victorious, triumphant Christian life? Now, I know that many people are, but I also know that there are many people who, well, one day they are up and the next day they are down. The next day they're about lukewarm and then they're hot and then they're cold. They're very inconsistent in their Christian living. Well, I think that's a matter that each and every one of us must deal with on a consistent basis. And so that's why I believe that this study this week has been very, very practical, because every one of us need to learn how to live victoriously. And so far this week, I've mentioned to you that if one is going to be a triumphant Christian, that individual, that could be you, must be certain of your salvation. That's the foundational factor. Secondly, you must yield to the Lordship of Christ. That's the controlling factor. Thirdly, you must flee sinful situations. That's the separation factor. And yesterday, we noted that if we want to live the triumphant Christian life, we must study the Word of God daily. Daily, that's the defensive factor. Today, we're going to be talking about another element of the triumphal Christian life, and that is praying consistently. Praying consistently. How is your prayer life? Can you say that you have an active and an effective prayer life? Can you say that every day you talk with the Lord and your relationship with the Lord in prayer is really intimate, in the sense that it draws you closer to Him and Him closer to you, and you just enjoy talking with God and hearing Him speak to you through His Word and through the ministry of His Holy Spirit in your life? Can you say that you have a fresh, exciting, effective prayer life? Well, you know something, beloved? The more we pray, the more we're going to be drawing closer to the Lord. And the more we draw closer to the Lord, the more we will be a triumphant Christian. You know, down through the years, I've talked to people who have fallen into sin. People who love the Lord, people who serve the Lord, people even in ministry. They fall into sin and have fallen into sin. And in talking with these folks, there's been one predominant thing that really came out of it that they've learned, and it is this. They've said, my prayer life just wasn't what it should have been. They might have been doing other things as it relates to living a good, healthy Christian life, but their prayer life wasn't there. They really weren't talking to God. And keep in mind that, basically speaking, that's what prayer means. It simply means conversing with God. And if we are going to know God's will, and if we are going to experience God's strength, and if we truly are going to be sensitive to God's presence and know God's direction, we must learn to pray. I'm calling that the strengthening factor. The strengthening factor. The more we pray, the stronger we'll be in our Christian life. And the stronger we'll be in our Christian life, the more of a triumphant Christian we will be. You know, back in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26, the Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, going through the agony of anticipating the cross. And as you recall, he took with him Peter and James and John and basically asked them to pray because he was going through a very sorrowful time. Well, as you know the account, they had a hard time staying awake. They were falling to sleep. And Jesus said to them in verse 41 of Matthew 26, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now, yes, indeed, that applied to Peter and James and John, and Jesus wanted them to stay awake praying, but, you know, their flesh wanted to sleep, and so they fell asleep. But it's very applicable to you and to me today. We may want to serve the Lord. We may want to live the victorious Christian life, but if we're not praying, then the flesh is going to become predominant in our lives, and we will yield to sin. Jesus says, "Watch and pray." Watch, that's an interesting word, is it not? It means to be conscious as to what's going on around us. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians that we are to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And the fact of the matter is, as we go through this Christian life, we are to be aware as to what's going on around us. Because you see, the devil is constantly throwing his fiery darts at us. And there are constantly opportunities to yield to sin and to fall into sin. So we need to be aware as to what's going on around us. And even as we talked the other day, it's important that we abstain ourselves from the appearances of evil. It's important that we live the Christian life. And if we are not watching what's going on around us, we're going to stumble and fall into some of those wicked ways. But as we watch, we are to be praying. Because if we don't watch and pray, the temptation to sin, the temptation to worldliness, the temptation to go outside of the will of God becomes greater and greater and greater. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sometimes we get to the point of saying, I want to do the will of God. I want to be the triumphal Christian. But then the flesh falls. The flesh fails. And we fall into sin. And we say, why? Well, one of the reasons is our prayer life is not effective. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. You know that verse, don't you? Pray without ceasing. Now, that doesn't mean that we should walk around on our knees with our heads bowed and our eyes closed all the time. That could be detrimental to our health. But it means that we should always be in the attitude of prayer. Be willing and ready to pray at all time for anything. Many times when situations come up in our lives, we think it through and we ask somebody else what they think about it the last thing we do is pray about it. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, the best I can do is pray, or that there's nothing else to do now but pray? Have you ever heard that expression or those expressions? I'm sure you have. Prayer should not be the last thing we do in our life. It should be the first thing we do in our life. In the morning when we get up in a new day, we should say, good morning, Lord, and talk to God. And then talk to him throughout the course of the day. And then when we go to bed at night, we should say, good night, God. Thank you for taking care of me as I sleep. I remember a great missionary a number of years ago saying that he enjoys his special prayer time with God every day. But he also went on to say that he enjoys more the concept of walking with God in prayer throughout the course of the day, just talking to God as circumstances come up, talking to God as the minutes and the hours pass by. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. You know, when temptation comes, what should we do? Number one, pray. Lord, give us strength. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me victory. So I ask you today, how is your prayer life? If you want to be a victorious Christian, if I want to be a victorious Christian, we indeed must pray consistently. That's what we're calling the strengthening factor. And so here on Friday, as we've gone down through 5 days of studying on how to be a triumphal Christian, how are you doing? How are you doing? In order to be a triumphant Christian, we need to be certain of our salvation. We need to yield to the Lordship of Christ. We need to flee sinful situations. We need to study God's Word daily, and we need to pray consistently. There are many other elements that I could bring to our attention in this study. But I believe that if we put to practice those five things that we've been looking at throughout the course of this week, that we would gain victory in the Lord, that we would be growing more and more in the Lord every day. And yes, we would be the triumphant Christian that God wants us to be, and that I think that every one of us as Christians desire to be. What about you? I trust this little study has been a help to you throughout the course of the week. But beloved, make certain first and foremost that you know Jesus Christ as Savior, because these other things that I've brought to your attention will not work until you are first of all a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord, be saved, and then practice these elements of the triumphant Christian and watch how God will work in your life. Have a great weekend. The Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Monday. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.